U.S. women's soccer captain Megan Rapinoe refuses to sing national anthem during World Cup. By Warner Todd Houston on June 12, 2019. U.S. women's national soccer team co-captain Megan Rapinoe refused to sing the national anthem during Tuesday's World Cup game in France, only 6 days after the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Rapinoe stood silent with her arms behind her back as the rest of the U.S. team placed their hands over their hearts and sang the Star-Spangled Banner ahead of Tuesday's game in Reims, France. The 33-year-old U.S. star kept a stony demeanor as the rest of her team sang the Star-Spangled Banner in the Auguste Delon Stadium. Rapinoe had already warned that she would never sing the anthem again. "I'll probably never put my hand over my heart. I'll probably never sing the national anthem again," Rapinoe said in May, adding she views herself as a walking protest when it comes to the Trump administration, "because of everything I stand for. I feel like it's kind of defiance in and of itself to just be who I am and wear the jersey, and represent it," Rapinoe said. "Because I'm as talented as I am, I get to be here. You don't get to tell me if I can be here or not. So, it's kind of a good F you to any sort of inequality or bad sentiments that the Trump administration might have towards people who don't look exactly like him. Which, God help us if we all looked like him. Scary. Really scary. Disturbing." Rapinoe had taken to kneeling during the national anthem until the U.S. team ruled that all players must stand for the anthem. The U.S. women went on Tuesday to win the biggest blowout in World Cup history by beating Thailand 13-0. But Rapinoe came under a wave of criticism from fans disgusted with her lack of gratitude and patriotism on foreign soil. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter @WarnerHouston.